Surviving a Tsunami. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. What is a tsunami? In December 2004, I was 12 years old and lived in Indonesia. I went to school and helped my family. Life was good. Then, on the 26th of December 2004, a tsunami hit many places in Indonesia. Before December 2004, I didn't know what a tsunami was. Now, I know all about them. I even know how to say the word tsunami. It sounds like tsunami. Some people think that a tsunami is a giant wave. But a tsunami isn't just one wave. A tsunami is a number of giant waves that are set off by an earthquake. The earthquake that started the tsunami in 2004 happened close to the coastline of Indonesia. Let me tell you more. Chapter 2. Run for the hills. Most days, I walked along the beach to look for wood. Wood is good for starting a fire. On the day the tsunami hit, I was walking along the beach when I saw something very odd. The tide was going out when it should have been coming in. I raced home to tell my family. As I ran, I heard shouting behind me. I stopped and turned around. People were shouting and looking at the sea. Then a giant wave hit the beach and was racing over the land. Houses and shops were washed away. My family's house was on a hill. I ran as fast as I could up the hill. At last, I made it to my house and shouted to my family to run to the top of the hill.
Chapter 3. A Disaster for the World.
We made it to the top of the hill. From there, we saw the danger below. Wave after wave crashed onto the beach and raced over the land. Many people couldn't run as fast as the waves and were washed away with the houses and shops. Later, I found out that the tsunami didn't just hit Indonesia. The tsunami hit countries all over Asia and as far away as Africa. I hope I never see a tsunami again. But if I do, I will know what to do. I will tell everyone to run to the top of a hill.